The sounds of spring 2021 could be a bit different for some people due to the return of the noisy Brood X periodical cicadas. This is Lisa Berry, and when I say noisy, just listen. That's them, a hot, loud pocket of periodical cicadas at the University of Michigan Botanical Gardens. And that's where Tom O'Dell, a collections and natural area specialist at the U of M Math I Botanical Gardens and Nicholas Arboretum, is standing right now as he talks with us. Hi, Tom.
Hi there, Lisa.
Describe the scene.
The scene, well, very loud. I could probably have a hard time holding a conversation at normal tone right now if we were standing side by side here. I'm in the edge of a woodlands near the botanical gardens. A lot of shrubs and trees in this area, and there are cicadas flying from one to the other all around me. Probably in any one eyeful, you'll see about a dozen flitting around at the same time. But as you survey the woodlands here, you can see there are hundreds of individuals, or probably thousands, in the trees that are around me right now.
So forgive my ignorance, but cicadas fly?
They do fly. They don't fly far. They'll fly, you know, to a mate nearby, or they might fly, you know, matter of tens of feet. They don't really fly far from where they emerge. And they fly just fine. In fact, what's amazing is they're silent. They can fly right by you, and you wouldn't hear them fly right by you.
How many would you say are around you right now?
Visually, there's got to be a couple thousand.
No.
That I can distinguish looking, surveying the trees, but where I'm standing, it's part of a contiguous, probably 30 acres of woodland. And there's probably, one just landed on my ear. There's probably tens, if not hundreds of thousands throughout this entire landscape.
Is Ann Arbor or the Ann Arbor area, Washtenaw County, one of the few spots around here that's actually seeing them, or are they pretty prevalent in Southeast Michigan?
Historically, they've only appeared like in the very southern portion of the state. And the most current map shows them occurring in Washtenaw and Lenawee County only.
Speaking of maps, I saw one yesterday that they were showing up on a weather radar. There were so many of them in one part of the country.
Yeah, I heard that too. And I could see if they're in large enough numbers and they're flying in a somewhat open space, you would pick them up on radar. But it's kind of a maybe misunderstanding. They don't fly in large hordes like you think of locusts.
Is this something our listeners might want to go check out?
Yes. Drive near some woodlands. You'll know it when you hear them. And they may be appearing in some of the public parks, like city parks and county parks, because those are lands that have probably been largely untouched for many years, that there's probably some significant populations in those areas that are publicly accessible. If you come visit the botanical gardens, they can definitely find that brood at the gardens.
Where? Can you give us a street address or corner or location?
Yeah, we're at... it's at the Botanical Gardens, 1800 North Dixboro Road. Okay. And you'll find when you park at the main building, just start walking our trails and just follow the sounds.
You experienced this 17 years ago, did you not?
Yes, I did.
How does this compare to back then?
I think there's more. At least I'm aware of a larger areas where they're appearing. I'm on a bit of property that's actually across the road, directly across the road from the Botanical Gardens. And they definitely are covering acres and acres of property here.
As a natural area specialist, is this exciting for you?
Oh, this is very cool. Yeah, it's rare to see, you know, any kind of wildlife in such numbers anymore. You know, wildlife has a lot of habitat and development issues over the years. You don't see large flocks like the birds used to see, or herds of animals. But to see such a concentration of insects is pretty spectacular.
How long do they live? How long will they be around?
The adults live only about 3 to 4 weeks. And the basic lifestyle is it's only the males that sing. They're trying to attract females. About 10 days after emergence, the females will mate and then shortly after begin laying eggs. But the adults in general only live 3 to 4 weeks. And the eggs hatch in about 6 to 7 weeks.
Is there a lot of research being done on the cicadas?
Oh, there is, definitely. Not necessarily right here at the gardens, but other places in the country.
How long have they been out, and how long do you think our opportunity to experience this will be available?
This particular area, they've been this loud and this active for the past 2 weeks. And I would say probably for at least 2 to 4 weeks in these large numbers.
So I think I'm hearing them in the background. You're on the phone standing out in this area. Can you hold the phone up one more time so we can try to listen?
Sure. Hang on a second. How was that?
I'm hearing it's what sounds like a high-pitched kind of scratchy noise. Is that it?
That's it. Sometimes you can discern some individual vocal, noisemakers. Other times it's just like a large chorus, everybody together.
Tom O'Dell, Collections and Natural Area Specialist at the U of M Mathai Botanical Gardens. Thanks for the live on-the-scene report from thousands of cicadas outside in Ann Arbor right now. You can tell I'm thrilled.
Well, you're very welcome, and it's pretty fascinating, and they're very interested. I've got about 6 of them on my shirt right now.
Oh, boy.
Wanted to say hi.
All right. Thanks so much for checking in.
You're welcome, Lisa. Thank you. Bye-bye.